The next topic is Coolie is a picaresque novel. P-I-C-A-R-E-S-Q-U-E, picaresque novel. Coolie is Anand's masterpiece novel. It has been hailed as a social tragedy, a tragic epic in prose, a picaresque novel, a novel of character, a chronicle of Coolie, and so forth and so on. In fact, the Coolie is not a single genre, but a mixture of the features of so many genres. G-E-N-T-R-E-S. But the framework of a picturesque novel is predominant here. In the words of Saroj Kaurji, the novel relates a series of adventures in picaresque manner. Only the hero is no rogue, but himself the victim of the world's rogueness. Now let us understand what is meant by the word picaresque. The term originates from the Spanish word picaro, meaning a rogue. Hence, the picaresque novel was a novel in which the hero of the novel was a rogue. The picaresque novel came into existence in Spain in reaction against the Spanish romances, which described the land of romance, unreality, and love. The romances rejected the rough reality and villainy of life and society. But the picaresque novel tended to portray reality in its crude and naked form, while incorporating love, romance, and imaginative adventures, it is also incorporated reality of life, its villainy and roguery. The finest example of the pure picaresque novel is Lee Sieg's Gil Blas, a French novel. In English, Thomas Nashe's first attempted variety of this form is available in his Unfortunate Traveler, or the story of Jack Wilton, where the hero is a gambler. Again, in Defoe's Mole Flanders, we come across the elements of the picaresque novel, where there is not a picaro but a picaroon, a heroine. In the 18th century, the picaresque novel became a dominant genre in English novel in the hands of Fielding and Smollett. Smollett's Humphrey Clinker, Thackeray's Barry Lyndon, and Dickens' Pickwick Papers are a few representative specimens of the picaresque novel in English. So, the picaresque novel in English developed chiefly through the Spanish influence. It took a rogue for its hero and exposed much of the falsehood and pretense which lay concealed in high places under the cloak of chivalry. The picaresque novel provided a model to Fielding, Smollett, Dickens, and Thackeray, among many others. Anand's Coolie is not a picaresque novel in the traditional sense because its hero is not a rogue, but he is indeed a victim of the world's roguery. It is also picaresque in the sense that it is a novel of action and movement. Munu could well remain at the house of Babu Nathu Ram for good, accepting his tragic suffering. Early in the novel, Munu's zest for life and movement is made clear. He has the living vitality that reached out in a wild frenzy of movement to any and every feeling of object. According to Edwin Muir, a picaresque novel is the tale of a hard-working traveling hero suffering every vicissitude, good or bad, and enduring them all, not because the novelist has any tender regard for his hero's sufferings or fortunes, because he has the aptitude to do so. This definition of the picaresque novel fully applies to Cooley. In this novel also, the hero is a dynamic character, and the novel is a tale of hard-working, traveling Munnu from his village to the town to work with the sahib of his uncle. Then he disappears and is met by a sait who takes him to his pickle factory. Then he goes to Bombay, and from Bombay to Shimla is also an adventure. While going to Bombay, he is led by a circus worker, and his ride on the train alone with him and his animals, elephants, etc., is a strange experience to him and to the readers. The hero of a picaresque novel used to be a rogue in the beginning of the genre, but later on he was modified and replaced by a social outcast or a man who was dissatisfied with society. In the works of Fielding, we do come across such a hero. The hero of Cooley belongs to this class of social outcast. In a picaresque novel, the central character, accompanied by secondary characters, goes from place to place on various adventures. The story consists of a series of adventures. It is the picaresque framework of a series of adventures, which is the prominent feature in Cooley and which shows the various adventures of Munnu. He confronts various episodes, situations and characters. He is not static, caught in a particular situation. Professor M. K. Nayak says, Cooley is the Odyssey of Munnu. Munnu goes from his village to Shamnagar, to Daulatpur, to Bombay and to Shimla, working as a domestic servant in the house of Babu Nathu Ram, as a worker in the pickle factory of Prabha and Ganpat, as a factory operative in a textile mill, and as a rickshaw puller. It shows him as a modern picaresque hero. Since a picaresque novel consists of a series of adventures loosely pinned together round the figure of the central character, the plot is always episodic, it is loose, inorganic, and rambling. The adventures have no causal connection, that is, there is no interplay of character and circumstances. One episode does not develop organically out of the other. The plot of Cooley is episodic. It is a chain of various episodes. Only the central figure of Munnu, who is present in all the chapters of the novel, gives a unity to it. There is the basic motivation of earning a livelihood that drives him from the village to Shamnagar, to Daulatpur, to Bombay. But the structural flaw in the plot becomes clear when a motor accident brings Munnu to Shimla. The purpose of a picaresque novel by and far is social criticism. Cooley too aims at social criticism very strongly. It exposes the gulf between the poor and the rich. It tries to condemn exploitation of man by man. Excepting Prabha, the elephant driver and Ratan all tried to exploit Munnu and they are responsible for his tragic death. With sordid realism and anguish, Anand at one place observes in the novel, there must be two kinds of people in the world, the rich and the poor. Page 69. The topic Kuli as a picaresque novel is over.